This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The pandemic has been tough on relationships. We have all heard the stories, right? But there is one very specific kind of relationship that's kind of in a class by itself. Tenants and landlords. The billions of dollars in federal assistance that was supposed to keep renters in their homes and make landlords whole has been agonizingly slow getting to the people who need it. And most of that money is still not there. One exception to the tension is Philadelphia, where they've got an eviction diversion program. Before landlords can evict tenants for not paying their rent, those landlords first have to apply for rental assistance and go through mediation with the tenant. Of the more than 2,000 mediations so far, more than 90% have been resolved, or the parties agreed to keep on negotiating. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, mediation can only go so far.
When Andrea Brown met up with her landlord, Moshe Atas, recently at Community Legal Services in Philadelphia, she took the opportunity to tease him about his new short haircut. She liked it better long.
He has like hair like, what's his name, Mick Jagger?
Atas manages several properties for an investor, including the row house Brown has been renting for 3 years. And you'd never know they'd been anything but friendly.
We have good relationship, although I took her twice to court, right?
Well, good might be a stretch. Twice he took her to court. The first time was before the pandemic, when Brown broke her leg, couldn't work as many hours as a home health aide, and fell behind on her rent. Atas filed an eviction. Ultimately, Brown came up with the money and stayed in her home. Then, a few months later, COVID arrived. She and her partner both lost their jobs, and their kids had to go to school online.
How can I work if I have 5 children that's not in school? I've been a teacher. I've been a therapist. I'm doing mom stuff, but I can't pay the rent because I don't have a job.
As of last October, Brown was $5,600 behind. By then, there was a federal eviction moratorium in place, and the city of Philadelphia had enacted its own protections. Before a landlord could take any steps to remove a tenant affected by COVID-19, both parties had to go through mediation. That's when Megan Karakellian entered the picture.
I'm a volunteer with the city of Philadelphia's Eviction Diversion Mediation Program.
A conference call was arranged with tenant, landlord, mediator, and a housing counselor from a local nonprofit. Karakellian says first she laid the ground rules. Be respectful and courteous, no interruptions. Her job is to be neutral, but she understands the inherent power imbalance in the landlord-tenant relationship. She tried to put Brown at ease.
Because it is a formal program, there's a little bit of trying to remove that threat and saying that no one's in trouble here. And yes, you owe the landlord a lot of money, but you also have rights.
Brown also had some complaints. She says a plumbing leak had caused part of the ceiling to collapse and several heaters weren't working. She had a chance to air her concerns and says it was a totally different experience than when Atas took her to court.
They speak in the court language that you don't understand, and the lawyers there, they're way more educated than you, and you don't know what to say. You're like, you're nervous. So mediation actually had a chance for us to sit down and talk to each other like human beings.
In about an hour, they worked out a deal. Brown had already applied for rental assistance from the city. Until it came through and she could pay off her debt, Atas would lower the rent from $850 to $700. They agreed to split the cost of the outstanding water bill, and Atas would make repairs. He says he prefers mediation, too. For one thing, evictions are expensive.
I think business-wise, it is the right thing to do. We should keep the tenant at home.
Now, here's where you might expect me to say everything worked out, but it didn't. After the mediation last fall, Brown got some rental assistance, but not nearly enough. She still couldn't work, and after making one monthly payment, she stopped. Months went by.
So when I failed to do my part of the agreement, then that's when he was able to file for eviction.
And that brings us to the second time they wound up in court. A hearing was scheduled for August. Even though a federal eviction moratorium was still in place, Brown feared the worst. She packed up her house and took the kids to her mom's place.
I just didn't want to have them in that type of situation. Police coming, they locking the door, you grabbing plastic bags or trying to throw whatever you can in. I don't want them to ever experience that.
But when she showed up in court, she got a surprise. Atas revealed that $9,000 in additional rental assistance had finally come through, just $560 short of what Brown owed. During a break in the proceedings, Atas looked over at Brown.
And then I closed my computer, went to Andrea and said, Andrea, let's talk.
So they went outside and they talked. Brown says their previous mediation made that possible.
I look at him like he's not my enemy, so why can't I talk to him? And we worked something out on our own without the lawyer and the judge.
That just makes me so happy that they were able to have that conversation.
That's mediator Megan Karakelian, after I told her what happened.
That's the whole point of the program, is to just create a non-threatening dialogue.
Brown agreed to pay the $560 within 3 days, and she did. With her kids back in school, she had a new job.
She's caught up, right? Except for this month. We said Monday. Yeah.
So I'll be caught up on Monday.
That was a few weeks ago. When I checked in recently, Brown had bad news. She and her family had all come down with COVID, and she'd fallen behind on the rent again. In Philadelphia, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.